How's it going, guys? Welcome to the Troubled Podcast. Gonna try to keep up with the episodes. This is a really short one just because I had never heard of this before, and my fiance was watching Vampire Diaries, and they told this story about a witch who is the reason for Jazzfest, I believe, and his name was the Axe Murderer, and they told the story, which I'm about to tell. And I was like, that's not true, right? Totally is, minus the witch shit, obviously, because, witches aren't real. If you believe in witches, I have to tell you, stop. Magic isn't real. Life kinda sucks. That's why we have movies, books, and video games, because, there's nothing to do here. So, it's okay. Just accept it, move on, love life. Okay, so the Axeman of New Orleans. That's what we're going to talk about real quickly. He really didn't, I shouldn't say didn't do a lot, but compared to like other serial killers, his body count wasn't anything crazy. It was six dead, six injured, which honestly, I mean, six people injured with an axe, that sounds horrendous. I don't ever want to be injured with an axe. Like, I guess, you cut off a finger or like toe. I could live with it. You cut off, an arm? No, just take me out right there. Hope the cops come up and finish the job. But yeah, he wasn't like anything crazy. He did these crimes between May 23rd, 1918 to October 27th, 1919. So he was prolific for over a year. That's a span of time, but only six dead. I wonder if he like killed other people in different areas and like they just never made the connection because of the time period. Because I feel like once you guys hear this guy's like letter he wrote to the police, you're gonna be like, why, how did this guy only kill six people? He had to have been doing something else, and just it wasn't being noticed or reported on. But he's known as the Axe Man of New Orleans. He's an American serial killer, obviously. Gretna? He was active in New Orleans, Louisiana, and surrounding communities, including Gretna. So I guess he was active in other areas. It wasn't like he was just in New Orleans. But it still only says he killed six people. So I don't. My stuff is always going ding, man. So as like he was killing people, there was the connection notice that he mainly targeted Italian immigrants and Italian Americans, and it's funny because I t the first thing I said to my fiance when we were reading about this together was like before we got to any information about who he killed, I was like, it's kind of weird like how the police didn't try to do any kind of sting operation or anything like that. To try, and you'll understand later why I'm saying that, to try to get him because, it could have been very easily done on one specific night and they chose not to. And I was like, well, what was he just killing? Like black people? Like, was it like a racial thing? Like for the time? And it turns out they were immigrants. So I think it could have been slightly racial why he was never found. But yeah, so, he on it was on March 13th, 1919, a letter came in. So he was active until October 27th. So he just didn't kill anybody on this day. He must have killed again, obviously, because this is the letter he sent was dated March 13th, 1919. And it reads as follows. It's a little bit long, but just stick in there. It's kind of interesting. Esteemed mortals, they have never caught me and they never will. They have never seen me, for I am invisible. Even as the ether surrounds your earth, I am not a human being, but a spirit and a demon from the hottest hell. I am what Orleanians and your foolish police call the Axeman. When I see fit, I shall come and claim another victim. I alone who know whom they shall be. I shall leave no clues except my bloody axe, besmeared with blood and brains of whom I have sent below to keep me company. If you wish to tell the police, be careful not to rile me. Of course, I am a reasonable spirit. I take no offense at the way they have conducted the investigation in the past. In fact, they have been so utterly stupid as to not assume me, but his satanic majesty, Francis Joseph, etc. But tell them to beware. Let them not try to discover what I am, for it would be better if they were never born than incur the wrath of the Axeman. I don't think there is any need of such a warning, for I feel sure police will always dodge me as they have in the past. They are wise and know how to keep away from all harm. See, that's very that seems like the police are somehow involved. But anyways, undoubtedly you Orleanians think of me as a horrible murderer, which I am, but I could be much worse if I wanted to. If I wished, I could pay a visit to your city every night at will. I could slay thousands of your best citizens. No. For I am in a close relationship. Sorry. My door just randomly cracked. As I was talking about, no ghost or no witches or anything like that. The door kind of creaked. Creepy. I swear by... Oh, sorry. Excuse me. At will I could slay thousands of your best citizens, for I am in close relationship with the Angel of Death. Now, to be exact, at 12:15 earthly time on next Tuesday night, I'm going to pass over New Orleans. In my infinite mercy, I'm going to make a little proposition to you people. Here it is. I am very fond of jazz music, and I swear by all the devils in the nether regions that every person shall be spared whose home a jazz band is in full swing at the time I have mentioned. If everyone has jazz band going, well then, so much better for you people. One thing is certain, that is some of you, your people who do not jazz it out on that specific Tuesday night, if there will be any, will get axed. Well, as I am cold and crave the warmth of my native Tartarus, and it is about time I leave your earthly home, I will cease my discourse, hoping that thou wilt publish this, that it may go well with thee. I have been, am, and will be the worst spirit that has existed, either in fact or realm of fantasy. Okay, so it's this part right here where it's they could have easily set up a sting operation, just have a block, commandeer a few homes, and then have a few homes on a specific block, not play any kind of jazz, spread the rumor about it amongst the citizens, and then, stage some cops in multiple homes. Easy sting, because this guy is not a demon. I don't care what anybody says. He's not a fucking demon, okay? A demon would have no reason to send this stupid letter. But yeah, I thought it was very interesting. I thought the police could have definitely done something about it. And excuse me trying to read this. It switches in and out between trying to sound kind of old Englishy and then just speaking relatively normal. And it's just a little disjointing. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. Apparently this is what inspired Jazz Fest, or one of the festivals in New Orleans. I guess I could have done a little bit of further research, but I couldn't find a definitive answer, because when I would type in what started Jazz Fest, it's just a bunch of New Orleans advertisement. Come to Jazz Fest, please. We're New Orleans. Come to Jazz Fest. Yeah, I understand, but trying to find some information. And when I looked up, did a serial killer is a serial killer the reason the Jazz Fest happens in New Orleans? The Axeman came up, but it doesn't like explicitly say that it's because of the Axeman. So, you know what I mean? It's just, I couldn't find anything on it. Either way, I think it's very interesting. I think this guy's kind of a weirdo, and he thinks way too highly of himself. Like, he's I am and will be the worst spirit that has ever existed, either in fact, realm, or fantasy. There are multiple serial killers later on and or in earlier points of history that have done that were way more prolific. Yeah. You know, they did a lot more, and some of their shit was grotesque. It's, I just think it's, I don't know, very arrogant of this guy. He's trying to spread discourse, like, through the entire fucking city just by writing a letter. And, like, yeah, people did it because they didn't want to be the ones to get axed. So it, like, worked, and I bet it built his ego. And that's another strange thing. Like, after doing something to that level to fill your ego, you just quit. March, so April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, he did this, like, a little over half a year before, like, his crimes were quote-unquote ended. That doesn't seem correct to me. I bet there's more victims out there that just never were either discovered or possibly killed in a different way, so there wasn't a connection. Here, let's see. Let's see if there's another serial killer in New Orleans. New Orleans serial killers in the early 1900s. Let's see what we can see. Oh, it's thinking I'm talking about 19th century. I don't. I don't see. This is not a very good list. Between, let's try between, see if that gives us a better response. 1930. Let's try between 1900 and 1930. No, see, it's trying to give me bullshit. It's like the literal top result is list of serial killers before. That's not, it's clearly not what I'm looking for. That's a list of unsolved murders. I put New Orleans right in the fucking title. Okay, let's see. List of 11 serial killers active in the 1930s. List of serial killers. I should try active in Louisiana instead of New Orleans. Okay. It seems like this isn't what I asked for either. Holy shit, this woman killed 35 people. She killed way more than that axe murderer guy. Killed 35 people. Similar murders continued in the same area. Barnabet claimed her killings were part of Church of Sacrifice in Lake Charles. According to her confession, she claimed that she had been granted supernatural powers from a priestess in the church. Shut up. Nobody has supernatural powers. You wouldn't get caught, stupid. Okay. This one time sheriff's deputy accuses five murders in Morgan City. That's kind of, I'm gonna have to look into this. Samuel Little is a disgusting individual. If you got time, look into him. But he claims he killed 93 people over his life. It just blows my fucking mind that people can be that disgusting. The Axeman, 1998. 1918, 1919. Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to find killers. You know what? I'm not going to continue on with this. I'm just going to say interesting stuff, and I'm going to look into this further before the next episode. And I'll do it as like an end segment. We'll talk about it again. But for now, that's kind of it. I didn't even think it was going to be this long, to be honest. So thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening to the Trouble Podcast, and I hope to see you in the next one.